Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to four lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
Yo, everybody, yeah. Everybody, yeah. Let's get into it. Yeah. Get stoked. Come on. Get started. Come on. Get started.
Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. Along with Bob Fesco, I'm Josh Klingler. It's JT Noah producing today. We won't ask him to do any musical names.
No, I mean, none at all. Do you know who sang that song, JT, or who performed that song? Do we know?
I do.
Who is it?
The Black Eyed Peas.
There you go. What else do they sing? Do you know another song by the Black Eyed Peas?
Is it Black and Yellow?
I don't know. Maybe. I'm not really good with the names of songs, so you'll have to tell me.
And if
you
say it, that's a loaded question then, wasn't it? Loaded question.
Tonight's going to be a good night, I believe, is sung by the Black Eyed Peas. They get that started up very well. So congratulations, JT, you knew somebody
nice.
Today, my man. Way
off
to go,
to
bud.
Rousing start.
As long as it's not Creedence Clearwater Revival, you'll be okay. All right, so you're kind of in the age
did
range.
Dad
of our...
hear CCR? Did
your dad hear you say that?
Did he hear that?
Yeah, no. He's still been in the hospital with my mom.
So goodness. All right, I'm sorry to hear about that. That's kind of a...
I was going to send him that soundbite just to see if...
Oh, he would love it. He would laugh at it. It would give him some mood change.
Shake his head going, oh, JT. Oh, we had this one.
So I'm driving.
He was the one that said, listen to different
Credence Clear.
Well, yeah. He told JT, he's like, you're going to work with, listen to older music, right? To help. Dad was helping us, right?
Yeah.
And so he kind of set you up for that one a little bit.
So you remember in the car back in the day when you were a kid and your dad would have his music on, you go, oh my God, Dad, stop playing your music, right? I want to hear my music, right?
Yeah.
We all go through that as a child, no matter what generation you're in, no matter where you were raised, unless you're like Josh and his dad didn't have a car because the Edsel wasn't invented by then, or the Model T, right? Did you drive a Model T? Was that your first car?
Even when we did the railroad and I was on one side and Dad was on the other,
right.
We sang railroad songs.
Yeah, right, exactly.
When
you hated his music you're talking about that
car,
pump thing. Yeah,
that pump car thing. When we used to do that to go across country to go get the buttermilk,
right?
We would sing railroad songs.
Good.
So,
I mean,
like we had our own music.
Okay,
sure.
So you did. So I'm driving with the girls on Friday night. I took the Bronco out, right? Took the top down. Beautiful night. We're driving around and Metallica's Enter Sandman comes on, right? One of my favorite songs of all time. And the song's playing. And finally, the girls look at me and they go, can you play something else other than rock music? It is so loud. I am so tired of hearing this rock music. And I said, you do realize your mother and I walked into our wedding to Enter Sandman, right? And they, oh, you did not. No, you didn't. I go, no, we did. When they announced the wedding party, Enter Sandman was playing. We walked in. It's been a big part of this show over the years as well. I absolutely love the song. And I'm like, you don't want rock music. Like, where is this generation going? Because that's all we wanted back in our day, right? Our parents wanted to get away from the 50s, or the 40s and 30s, like that swing music or big band music. So they went with like the Beatles and Elvis and all that kind of stuff. And then we grew up and it was 70s, 80s, and 90s and today and Metallica and Nirvana and all that kind of stuff. And my kids are like, this rock and roll music is just too loud. Play something good like Taylor Swift. I'm like, okay, Taylor's great. Fantastic. But you're trying to run down Nirvana. You're trying to run down Metallica. You're trying to run down, you know, Soundgarden. Some of the like the classic, the Foo Fighters are playing. They didn't want to hear that. I'm like, what in the hell has gone on with the taste of music? Gone are the days, the halcyon days of great music, Josh, they're gone.
I know.
And I feel like I'm like, oh my God, I sound like my dad. No matter how good you believe your music is as a parent, your kids are going to hate it. No matter what it is, right? No matter what it is.
I mean, I've had that thought, like, you know, I made the mistake. Well, it worked for a while. But I made the mistake of if you drive, you pick the music.
Yeah, right? Sure, exactly.
And then your
right.
kids start to drive, right. And then you have to get it turned on you. Mm-hmm. So it's been turned on me.
Right.
So now
it's who's ever riding shotgun then gets to pick the music.
So well, they remember that. I'm like, okay, it was the rule. It's true. So they, you know, if we're all going somewhere, they fight over who's driving. And it's not because they want to drive. It's so they control the music.
Control the music. Right? Yeah.
And so my game with them is, I bet you we'll be listening to this song in 30 years. Like, I listen to my music.
Right.
Like, that's not holding up. You're not listening to that in 30 years.
Right.
40 years, 50 years, 60 years, whatever it is. Right. You're not going to be listening to that song. I'm like, I bet you won't. You know, so I'm like, why am I having this argument? Like,
because they will be.
Because who cares?
Yeah.
But I firmly believe there's a bunch of that stuff that they won't be listening when they're.
You don't think so?
No,
you
no,
don't think
uh-uh,
so. See, our
uh-uh.
parents probably thought that about
like
us.
All the auto-tune,
parents, parents.
Like, all the auto-tune crap and stuff. I'm like, you won't be listening to that. I guarantee you.
Yeah, you're not listening to Cher, in 30 years from now. I think you just fall in love with whatever music it is that you grow up with, and it becomes part of your life, and it becomes part of your memories, and it becomes part of, you know, everything that you do. I mean, my dad on Friday night will sit around and polish off a bottle of wine and we'll be screaming Ain't No Mountain High Enough. And
like a good night.
It really is. I'm very jealous.
A good night.
A good night. Yes, exactly. A very good night. And every Friday, my sister and I will get these texts from my dad and we go, oh, he's drinking again. Right. You know,
drunk texts from dad. That sounds like a good segment too.
It is. And it's always great music. And it's always Ain't No Mountain High Enough, or it's something by the Beatles, or it's, you know, whatever it was, you know, that he was listening to back in the day. Every Friday night, it's a YouTube link. Or the other thing that my parents do now, and I don't know if your parents do this or this is just age, like they send entire Google searches now when they find things. Like they just don't send the link to the article that they want. They like Google.
They copy the wrong page?
No, they Google like I don't know, red paint, right? Because I got a red paint story about my mother here in a second. So they Google like red paint. And instead of sending the article that they want you to read, they send the entire Google search. So it shows up in your text message, and it's like, you know, a mile long, and it's got all these lines of stuff. And then you click on it, like, what are you sending me to?
I probably not to.
What are you sending me to here? No. Yeah, so this red paint story is, like, my sister was 2 years ago at Thanksgiving was going through my grandmother's old closet and found this old fur coat, right, that my grandmother had from the 70s or whatever. And my sister's like, oh, this is nice. I'm going to wear this tonight when we go out. We were going into New York City. And my mother goes, And my mother says to my sister, if you wear this coat, there will be people that will come out of buildings and throw red paint on you.
Oh, wow. Wow. And it happened?
No. Oh, okay. Of course it didn't happen.
But the threat was there.
The threat was there. What happens with people?
I don't know, but I relish the day that it gets here.
It gets to
you,
right?
It sounds kind of...
Better not wear that coat. Somebody's going to throw red paint on you.
Sounds kind of liberating
to
me.
Oh, my God.
I don't know. Well, he's back. We didn't know if there was a chance of anything,
right.
but the Chiefs decided, let's just pay Kelce.
Back at it again, baby. Woo! To see a little Super Bowl right there, man. Feels good to be in KC. I remember coming here 12 years ago, man. It's an honor and a pleasure, and I can't wait to get after it these next 2 years, but no better than right now. Getting fired up for this year. Just got out on the field with the boys. Doggone, we're back at it, baby. Chiefs forever.
All right.
I like the Andy Reid imitation in middle of that. Yeah. Doggone. I mean, they reported this as an extension yesterday. Somebody had it as Travis Kelce signs a 2-year extension on top of the 2 years that he has, pushing him to 38 years old. And I'm like, that seems old. And then we come to realize there's no extension here. They just gave him a raise.
Yeah.
They just gave him a raise. Clark's been accused of being cheap by the players, and he's just doling out cash.
I hate to like overpat somebody on the back for doing the right thing, but I'm going to pat you a little bit for doing the right thing. The Chiefs saw their employers take care of them.
Right.
Report was Clark wanted Andy to be the highest paid.
Right. Wanted him to be the highest paid.
That was the report.
Right.
It's like, we're gonna do something with you. We're going to get you an extension. Mm-hmm. We want you to be here for as long as you want.
Right.
We're going to make you the highest paid.
Right. We want you to be the highest paid coach.
Then they basically paid Kelce for time served.
Correct. They just gave him back pay.
So that he could be the highest paid tight end at some point in his career.
Correct.
Which they were getting a good deal on Travis Kelce for many years.
Wasn't he like 15th on the list or something like that of tight ends? Like there were a lot of dudes getting more money.
Well, I think he was up there for tight ends, but he wasn't up there for receivers, like pass catchers.
Right.
Like
right.
He should be making pass catcher money. Look at the AJ Brown has signed $30 million or whatever. You know, I'm like, he should be getting pass catcher money. That's what he is. He's right. His numbers are right there with the best pass catchers. So they basically gotten a deal on them. So Jones, Veach, Mark Donovan.
Yeah.
They essentially paid out a bunch of bonuses.
Right. Yes.
Well done.
Like everybody who deserved to get paid this offseason has gotten paid by the Clarks. I mean, think about it. You mentioned Donovan deserves to get paid. Andy Reid deserves to get paid. Brett Veach deserves to get paid. Chris Jones got paid. Travis Kelce got paid. I mean, the only one who didn't get their money, obviously, was L'Jarius Sneed, and they've got backfill, and I don't know that he's up there at that level of worthiness right now at his point in his career of getting treated like Mark Donovan, quite honestly. Yeah. I hate to say it.
And then Mahomes restructured it.
Mahomes restructured. He got paid.
Don't look him in the eye, but whatever. Right. He's cool with
it. But he does that so everybody else can get paid, you know?
Correct. And so...
Or at least Travis.
Like, out of nowhere, like, oh, yeah, let's make him the highest paid tight end for a couple seasons.
He's got 2 years left. Let's pay him
because we haven't.
Because we want to.
Yeah.
And we're doing the right thing.
It's terrific. Yeah. So Brett Veach spoke yesterday as well, kind of the post-draft news conference. But obviously the Kelce news had come down. And he was asked how long he thinks Kelce could keep this level up.
Every now and then you have one of these guys that are outliers. And certainly Travis is one of those players. It's funny, it's not even May yet, and today we had a chance to get out there in phase two, and guys were out there running around. Travis was the first guy in line, and I mean, he looked like he was 28 years old. And again, I mean, the odds of someone playing this far into the 30s are very low, but it does happen, and it happens with just unicorns in the profession, and Travis is one of those. And we'll certainly celebrate this with him, and hopefully we can ride this thing even longer. So we'll just have to wait and see. But I've shown no signs of slowing down. And everyone, notices the kind of postseason he had, and he just found that extra gear. And you know, these special players are always able to find that extra gear. And again, I mean, if anybody can do it, Travis can.
But also, I also love the Kelce's got options now, right? Like he could go do anything. So lest we give him a reason to go.
That's right.
Here's a check.
That's right. We're heading this off at the pass.
You might have other interests that sway you, and you're going to decide to walk on your own, but it's not going to be because of us.
Right, right.
You're the highest paid. Let's go.
There you go. We're not going to let you run away because you're not making enough money and it's not worth it for you.
You may make the decision on your own that your body's not up to it, or you got other interests, or there's, the media, whatever, the media career, whatever his afterlife is a pull, but ain't gonna be because us.
Ain't gonna be because we're not paying you.
We're scratching you the check. You're the highest paid. Let's go.
Shocker. You pay your good employees. It's a novel idea.
Again, I don't want to over-backpath them, but it's smart.
It's smart. No, it is. You take care of your people. You take care of the people that take care of you. And when you don't take care of the people that take care of you, then they go out there and they say, hey, you know what? It's not worth my time anymore to be the 15th highest paid tight end in the NFL. So the Chiefs said, you know what? We're going to make you the highest paid tight end in the NFL. Here's some back cash. Stay another 2 years. Why don't you? Let's make a run for a four-peat.
So the backbone of this franchise – All got money.
Everybody that has mattered during this run has gotten paid this offseason. It's amazing. Way to go.
Right.
Way to go, Chiefs.
We'll get to some great texts to Vern from last night coming up.
Yes.
And it's getting real in Kansas. We'll get to that next.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
You know who sings this, JT?
Yes, Tom Petty.
JT's done with our bit.
Yeah, he's not happy with this anymore.
No, it's fun. It's fun, but I'm like, I'm setting the tone this week. Like, I'm going to go with people I know.
All right.
I know tomorrow when I'm in, I'm like, it's back to the.
Wednesday. Tomorrow's your day. I love Wednesdays with JT. We're not going to call it Way Back Wednesday anymore.
Yeah, tomorrow's Wednesday.
Change the name.
Wednesdays with JT.
Yeah.
I like that.
I like it a lot.
Wednesday trivia with JT.
Yeah.
Spinning the hits.
Yeah.
It's Wednesdays with JT.
JT. Try to confuse them tomorrow.
That's right. Send confusing names. Or just type them incorrectly.
Yeah.
Fact check.
Mm-hmm.
So it's time for a little segment we like to call Vern's text from last night. Especially when the Royals lose.
Oh, it's great when the Royals lose.
Well, it's not great.
Not great when they lose, but the text line is great when the Royals lose. Yes.
So last night did not come up on the correct end of things. Last night had left a bases loaded situation, which stings.
Yeah.
And then I guess we're playing.
Should they have said Bobby Witt Jr.? Yeah. It's a regular season game. Probably not. No, I'm not going to say
Should Jersh have sent Bobby Witt?
Right. Will this be up there with the Alex Gordon ones?
Probably not. But it did bring back vibes of that. Not really. Because, no, they shouldn't have sent him. He was jogging into third.
Right.
So here are some of the Vern's texts from last night.
Correct.
From the 816, with as many good things Bob and Josh do, thank you, the way they treat baseball as a joke always frustrates me.
Well, baseball's kind of brought it upon themselves. I mean, a man gets hit with a ball and he's out till September.
We have a man with a bruise that's going to be out 15 days.
Right. He's put on the 15-day disabled list for a bruise.
Like, come on.
It's not making fun of baseball. It's just reporting what the facts are on this, right?
Let's play baseball.
Yeah.
I just, it frustrates me that people can't stay in.
Oh, it frustrates the hell out of me. Baseball injuries and baseball excuses are more frustrating than anything. More than anything. Because you see these other sports, and guys just get back out there. In baseball, it really is Al Cervic. Oh, my arm, it's broken.
Yeah.
And JT has no idea what that is.
From the 816, holy smokes, Vern. You got me money two nights in a row. Thank you for not even putting Josh Klingler.
No.
For not even putting Josh Klingler best up. You won money. You the man. Apparently, my pick got cut off last night.
Well, you had Salvi, and he's not in the lineup last night.
Who pinch hit late in the game?
Salvi.
Right?
That's right.
So my pick was discounted and actually taken off the air, I'm told, by Vern.
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. I was busy when his pregame show started. Because I had somebody in the parlay that wasn't in the lineup last
night. That's right.
Salvador Perez, who I took to hit a home run.
Mm-hmm. Could have.
And he cut me off.
What if he hit that home run and as a pinch hitter?
And then, little do you know, Salvi's available to pinch hit late in the game.
Huh. It's funny how those things work.
Still in play, except for the other three legs I'd already lost.
Mm-hmm. But at least you could have been 1-for-4, and they would have called you a borderline Hall
of Famer.
Should
have cut me off, though, because it was still in play.
Right.
From the 816. Any updates on Jordan Lyles or Asa Lacy would be appreciated.
We're at the Jordan Lyles, Asa Lacy part of the season,
really?
I see.
We're in that state of
why are you even thinking
angst?
About those people?
We're like, hey, tell me more about two guys you're not going to see.
Yeah, Lyles stinks and Lacy stinks.
And for the 913, this is Drew from OP. Vern, how old are you?
Maybe he wants to take him to Chili's. Wasn't there somebody on the text line that wanted to take Vern to like Chili's or Applebee's back in the day?
It was the Cheesecake Factory.
Cheesecake Factory, that's right.
I believe.
Yes.
How big a boy are you, Vern?
Come on, Vern. How old are you, Vern? I think Vern just turned 40 or 41,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah. Yeah. So this was my parlay from last night.
Okay.
Hello, Vern. Thanks for asking. I'd heard a vicious rumor that we were banned
from
picking parlays on this show. So glad to be back with a plus 7,771 for tonight. Salvador Perez to hit a home run.
Yeah.
Jonathan Bolin, 4+ strikeouts.
I like that.
I like the fact that they haven't seen him before.
Right.
So come in and strike some people out tonight.
Royals Bobby strike Wood out
Jr.
all the time.
Record 2+ hits. And I'm going to take the under on the runs at 8.5 total runs.
No.
$10. At plus 7,771 will get you $777.18.
There you go.
Book it. I'll hang up and listen.
I like that.
That was a very good pick.
Yeah. Salvi could have hit a home run.
And he cut
late.
Me off. I guess he sliced it right when Salvi wasn't in the lineup.
Right. Well, usually you see those big days, you know, where the pitcher pitches that nobody's ever seen before. And the pitcher usually dominates in those days.
I
right?
just feel like we've been on the wrong end of that one a lot.
Well, forever. Yeah. Like, we've never benefited
from
that.
Man just arrives
right.
off the train, dropped at the stadium
right.
without cleats.
Without cleats. Goes
pitches,
out there and strikes out every
six
Royal.
Shutout innings against the Royals.
Right.
How many times has that happened?
Oh, it's happened.
I feel like
it happens
happened
all
a lot.
The time.
So, Jonathan Bolin.
Just dropped off at the stadium, cleared customs, got through,
correct.
Ready to go.
Yeah, was vaxxed.
Yeah.
Showed up at the stadium.
Right.
And boom, he had 3 strikeouts, not 4.
Why didn't our guy dominate last night? Like, he gave up home runs in the first inning. Mm-hmm. And tie game.
One of those foul.
Yeah, thank goodness. Yeah, would have been worse. But I was disappointed in his performance last night. At least you get that first performance where you go out there and you're able to dominate a little bit, get a little bit of confidence. Then you got to adjust, obviously, because the league adjusts to you. Vinny, MJ, probably do a little bit of adjusting yourselves. I think we missed the boat on that. I feel bad. We didn't get the opportunity out of Jonathan Bolin last night to carve up some Blue Jay batters because they'd never seen him before.
Yeah.
But it is what it is. Maybe that's just a thing here. I don't know.
Okay, so Matt Evans of Channel 9, who's going to join us coming up at 8.
8 o'clock this morning.
8 o'clock
yes,
today.
8 o'clock today.
Out there, bird dog in the Kansas legislature.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Here's his tweet. Not our tweet. Not something we've said out loud. Well, we have said it out loud, but
I've been telling you this for a long
right?
time.
But some of you need it from something else.
Right.
So Newsman, Matt Evans. Happening now. Kansas legislature making a play for the Chiefs and Royals.
The Kansas Chiefs.
The conference champions. Committee on Senate and House Commerce meeting right now, taking up a bill to create a, quote, major professional sports star bond district.
It's over. They've done it. The Royals are World Series champions. The world champion Kansas Royals.
House Committee Chair Representative Sean Tarwater says this bill puts Kansas in a position to, quote, scoop and score, which is great.
Yep.
Says the bill limits it to two teams and sends a message to professional teams that Kansas is ready to negotiate. Okay, his thread goes on. Kansas House and Senate chambers are now both working on other issues. Conference committee hasn't resumed yet. I haven't seen the bill, but a couple of notes on the proposal. 100% financing through star bonds up to 30 years for up to two teams with more than 30,000 seat stadiums. That's huge.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
I'm told
Did
what
you
that
just
means.
Hear that?
I'm told what that means is the owners won't have to put in a dime.
100% financing for up to 30 years for up to two teams, not one, two teams.
Two teams.
They could be going for them both.
Right, and it could happen as soon as today.
What?
Because the legislative session ends tonight in Kansas, and then if they don't get it done today, then they've got to wait till January because that's how it works. So the legislative session ends today. I'm being told by some folks that there is a rush to get this done. They expect this to pass both House and the Senate today and go into law. Matt Evans did add on X, this deal has an expiration date of June 2025. It would also include the NBA or NHL teams in the proposal. Sounds like there may be appetite to support to send the proposal to the governor's desk tonight. The session officially ends midnight tomorrow, so time is short.
Wow. Representative Sean Tarwater.
And what do you say to Missouri voters who are hoping for a better deal who voted this down?
Thanks.
Oh, damn.
The Kansas Chiefs champions.
Look, I'm going to go back to a specific date,
wow.
Josh.
Wow.
I'm going to go back to
not
February.
One, but two.
Right.
Putting in place a measure to possibly finance two.
Two teams.
Two teams.
Two teams. The date was February 26th, 2024. I took the air that day, right? I took the air that day and broke the news that if this thing in Jackson County didn't pass, there were other municipalities waiting with better offers for financing on the table.
2024.
That's what I said.
Oh, I thought you said three.
Did I say three? No, 2024.
I was too busy. I was trying to queue up the way back.
Yeah, you're doing the way back machine.
Thing, so maybe I mean.
So February 26, 2024, sure. Basically 2 months ago, I said and broke the news that if this thing in Jackson County does fail, that there are other municipalities out there with better funding in place for both the Royals and Chiefs. And people looked at me like I was nuts and said I was crazy and I was fear-mongering and I was lying and I was making things up. We are a mere, 18 hours away from finding out if these star bonds go into law in Kansas.
And they're ready.
And they're ready to go.
Oof.
Both, I am told there's an appetite on both the House and the Senate to get this done. They want it to happen. Both partisanship, Republican, Democrat, however you look at partisanship in this country, both agree that it needs to get done. When was the last time you saw Democrats and Republicans agree on anything in any state, in any legislature, anywhere in the world? And it looks like in Kansas, they've got the appetite to get this done, to get these star bonds done. And meanwhile, Clark Hunt and John Sherman are sitting back and going, we gave Jackson County the opportunity. And they can feel good about walking away from Jackson County and the state of Missouri if this goes through, because they gave Missouri and Jackson County the first right of refusal. Jackson County vetoed this. And then you got Frank White out there yesterday. I mean, this, you talk about clueless. Frank White yesterday said, We're just waiting for the right opportunity. It's just been a few weeks, so we just give it a little time. Everyone has to take time to reassess where they are, and I don't think that process can be rushed. Mayor L has said that he wants the Chiefs to stay at Arrowhead. So that's your leadership, Missouri. Meanwhile, Kansas is going, I tell you, by the end of the month, we're ready to go.
Better hurry.
We're ready to
My
go.
My goodness. Anyway, Matt Evans of Channel 9 will join us coming up at 8 o'clock with more on the developments going on in Kansas.
Kansas Chiefs.
Stuff champions. Moved yesterday.
I mean, moved fast yesterday. Right. Somebody said to me yesterday, they go, I'm surprised it took this long. I'm like, it literally just ended. The vote was at the beginning of the month. And then Kansas was trying to figure out the tax rate or whatever they were doing yesterday with how to balance the budget or something important. And then they finally got to this and it looks like it's just going to be a rubber stamp. And, you know, Laura Kelly's right. Have they talked to us? No, they got to get their S in order first. Kansas got their S in order. Yeah. Well, now it's time. Here, you guys want 100% financing for 30 years?
Yikes.
You guys good with that? Both of you? Good? You both want to come over here? Okay, cool.
Now, I got a question for you because I know you're playing that audio. I know it's more because it's about the Kansas, but do you think they would change from Kansas City to just Kansas?
Yeah, it's going
to
be the Wyandotte County Chiefs and the Johnson County Royals. No, of course not.
Well, you know how people would act.
What should their names be? 913-586-7610. When they move the franchises, they have to change the names. We finally get rid of Chiefs.
From the 785 joke, how do you tell the difference between Kansas and Missouri? You're supposed to say how.
Oh, how?
Find the Chiefs and Royals. Wow. Hey-o!
Wow, jeez.
From the 816, again, man, F Kansas. What are you saying that for? Kansas is stepping up to save both teams from moving to Portland and Nashville.
Their follow-up was LOL.
Okay.
Wow. All right, we'll have much more on that throughout the morning, and the excitement is building. Not for the move. The excitement is building for number one next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With All Trails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with All Trails.
If your day sounds like...
We need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... You deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
Two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
The sun is shining in Kansas, and don't let anybody tell you any different.
Kansas is getting ready to pass star bonds today to finance two stadiums of a capacity of 30,000 seats or more with 100% financing. And Frank White is walking around going, well, we're waiting for the right time to talk to the Royals and the Chiefs. You got about 6 minutes, pal.
I think Matt Story said they're in session at 9 a.m.
9 a.m. they gavel in today. Yeah, we'll talk to Matt at 8 o'clock this morning here, Matt Evans of Channel 9, with more on the Chiefs and Royals potentially going to Kansas as soon as today. As soon as today, that thing could be done.
Are you kind of geeked by the minute with Xavier Worthy.
Yeah, a little bit. I am. Yeah, I was looking at what we heard yesterday from Craig Way, the voice of the Longhorns, joined us on the show yesterday. He was talking up, you know, Xavier Worthy, both an on the field kid and an off the field kid.
9 o'clock. Yeah, if you missed it, sixcentsports.com or the Odyssey app.
Yeah, really, really, just like got me excited about him. And then, you know, yesterday I was kind of looking through some stuff to, you know, what are we going to talk about today, right, Josh? As we tend to do, people think we just don't do anything after the show, right? It's constant prep and work and things that go in to getting this thing done, right? And so I saw this column by Greg Rosenthal of NFL.com, and it was like, you know, basically thoughts, 32 thoughts for 32 teams after the draft, right? A lot of thoughts. So basically one per team. And see how that works, right? Isn't that cool how they did that? One thought for each team, right?
Novel.
So he says this about the Chiefs. Xavier Worthy has more to his game than straight line speed. He was the true number one wideout in Texas over Mitchell and has more of an ability to make people miss with quickness and route running than most, quote, track stars typically do. And when I saw the track star, it reminded me of our conversation with Craig Way. Everybody calling this kid a track star because there is a negative connotation in the NFL about fast guys. Oh, well, none of them can catch. Because we had Willie Gault back in the day who wasn't that great of a receiver. So now they get this stereotype, oh, he's fast, but can he play football type stuff? Greg Rosenthal continues, when I watched Worthy before the draft, I thought that he'd absolutely ball out if somehow he landed with the Dolphins or the Chiefs. Yep. And I saw that, I'm like, nice! I don't know that I've been this excited about a first-round draft pick, or really a draft pick in general, since we drafted Patrick Mahomes. I think more and more now, Josh, this guy can be that true difference maker that we've been seeking at the wide receiver position over the last couple of years and may have the opportunity to now be that transition. With Travis basically announcing yesterday he's got two more years to go, he could potentially be that transition from Travis Kelce to Xavier Worthy, but more importantly, as Mahomes' running mate after these 2 years go up with Travis Kelce. We're not looking for a Travis Kelce replacement end.
I think that's crazy.
But you have to be looking for the next guy that can be there with Patrick Mahomes for an extended period of time. That's why I wanted Marvin Harrison Jr. because he's a football nerd.
Now,
and there's nothing
Feach
wrong with
called
that.
Travis Kelce a unicorn yesterday. Like, there's not a unicorn tree.
Right, exactly. Right.
So I think
I don't even know that unicorns are real.
I think
what have you ever seen one?
Kelce,
other than the circus.
When Kelce is gone, you just segue a different direction.
Correct.
Like, we're still going to catch the ball. We're still going to throw the ball around.
Right.
Probably just not going to have that big guy there.
Right. It's going to be different.
It's going to be different. Right. You're going to go a different direction.
It's like when Patrick Mahomes eventually retires, you don't go and try to find the next Patrick Mahomes. Just go out and find the next good quarterback, right? You try to find the next. And I don't think teams do that, Josh. I really don't. I don't think like Brett Veach sits down and goes, well, we got to find the next Travis Kelce. I think we do that as fans. I think media does that. But I don't think teams do that. Because if you look and try to find the next Travis Kelce, you may miss the first Xavier Worthy, or you may miss the first Tyreek Hill, or you may miss the first Devontae Adams, or whoever the case may be, right? It doesn't matter what name you throw out there. So you can't sit there and say, you got to find the next. You got to find the guy that is the best that you can find and see what he can do. And I think Xavier Worthy now, I don't want to say was drafted to be the next running mate for Patrick Mahomes, but all signs point to him like, you got 2 years to basically chill, bro. Like, just chill, hang out, figure this thing out. And then when Travis goes, we're hoping that you take advantage of this opportunity and buddy up to Patrick Mahomes, and you're the new auto.
That you have a core of wide receivers.
Yeah.
You're building a young core of wide receivers.
You really are.
And go away. Maybe you go away from as much with the tight end.
Right. You can kind of see what's happening here. A unicorn. No, you know, it doesn't matter, man, who you draft at that position. They're not going to be as good as Travis Kelce. He's the greatest of all time, okay? You're not going to find a tight end who is as good or better than him. So what do? You go out, you go in a different direction. You draft these young wide receivers because, quite honestly, this is the only way you can afford wide receivers now in the NFL is to draft them when they're young, stockpile them, create that arsenal, and continue to do that every year and add to it.
But if you want a wide receiver, you might as well call T. Higgins at this stage, or at least make contact with his agent. We'll get to that next.
For a smile, they can share the night. It goes on and on and on and on. Strangers.
Back in, brought to you by Raider Garage Doors of Kansas City. LiftMaster has patented MyQ technology, the number one professionally installed garage door opener. You can find them at RainerKC.com. We will talk to Jay Binkley coming up in about 12 minutes. He'll join us at 7 o'clock, put a kind of cap on the draft, what's ahead with the Chiefs.
He already knows who they're picking at 32 next year.
And we'll quiz him about next year's mock draft, so which hopefully is out relatively soon.
Right.
And then today as well, I'm not even saying this out loud for Jay, because I think we can call him. Well, the last time we had Jay on, we had to have him call in, remember?
Oh, that's right. Yes, that's right. Yes, 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 yes. Last Friday, was it? Yes.
He had to call in.
Yeah.
We're going to call out to Jay Binkley coming up.
Right.
At 7 o'clock. So if you're still in the mode of, man, this should just continue to load up on wide receivers, check in maybe with, like, T. Higgins' agent. What is going on in Cincinnati?
I wish it was as easy as just checking in with T. Higgins' agent and making a play for him, but you can't do that because he's still technically a member of the Cincinnati Bengals.
Correct.
And as we reported yesterday on the show, Cincinnati doesn't take phone calls from Brett Veach.
So,
and I say report made up. Yeah.
If I were him, I'd hold it. This is where I'd hold out.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's time.
I don't like holdouts. I want, you know, franchise tag can be a more positive thing than the players seemingly view it. But in T. Higgins' case, I tell him, don't play.
Yeah.
This is you held out. Mm-hmm. If this report is true.
But I will say I do like the holdout for the player, unless you do what Chris Jones did last year and say everything's going to get done, and then you hold out and surprise everybody.
Yeah, that's not
good. I like the holdout from the player. It's their only leverage because these teams cut players like it's nobody's business.
So he has the franchise tag. Scheduled to make $21.8 million on a one-year deal. Not bad.
Yeah.
But we've seen the going rate over the last, I don't know, week, 2 weeks about wide receivers.
Right.
It's 25 to 30 million.
Yeah, yeah. 20 million 20, is not 20, it. Yeah.
25 to 30 million is going to get it done. Cincinnati Inquirer reports the Bengals' offer to Higgins never approached the $20 million per year range.
Come on. That's how cheap they are.
The offer wasn't even close enough to get Higgins' representatives to discuss guaranteed money, per the Inquirer.
They looked at it and laughed, right?
The sides have not negotiated in more than a year. 18 receivers make more than $20 million a season.
That's right.
Correct.
Are there 18 receivers that are better than T. Higgins right now in the NFL? I don't know the answer to that question. I would immediately say no. That's my answer immediately. I think T. Higgins deserves to get paid. I'd like to see T. Higgins in a Chiefs uniform. But I'll be honest with you, I don't even know that Cincinnati would take the call, and I don't know that the Chiefs want to get into that mindset of paying that kind of money for a receiver,
no,
Josh.
Not when you've drafted three seasons.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
Right.
They feel like they're committed to doing this in the draft and seeing if it can work.
Again,
and
it's drafting starting pitching. You don't go out and acquire that on the open market. It's too expensive.
Right?
The wide receivers are there.
But if you're out there looking for a wide receiver, yeah, you kind of will do it. Mm-hmm. Because if you're him and they're not at $20 million, we aren't talking.
Right. That's the going rate right now. That's the going rate. You don't get paid in sports necessarily what you're worth. Sometimes you get paid for what you've done, and sometimes you get paid because the market dictates what you should get paid. And that's where we are with T. Higgins right now. I think he needs to get paid what the market is going to dictate that he gets paid.
The belief is he wants to be in the range of Michael Pittman, Terry McLaurin. Pittman signed a average deal just over $23 million. McLaurin just a little less than that.
Mm-hmm.
Debo Samuel is close to $24 million a season. He was the other one that was kind of the comp range, what it would be. But if you're him as well, I go 25.
Right.
Like, what are we doing here?
Right.
Or, you know, A.J. Brown got more than that. But you haven't offered 20, and you haven't negotiated in a year.
Mm-hmm.
Hold out.
I would
absolutely hold out if I were him.
Like he only played in 12 games last year. Didn't get 1,000 yards receiving last year. Obviously, some of that had to do with the quarterback situation that was there last year, right? You had backups playing the quarterback position because Joe Burrow barely played last season. So you can say, okay, he did suffer a down year. Like in T. Higgins, like if you're playing the other side of it in the Bengals defense, going into a franchise tag year, coming off like arguably your worst year, which it was, of his NFL career, not the best spot in which to be for T. Higgins. But prior to last year, when he had Joe Burrow and everybody was healthy, he had two back-to-back 1,000-yard receiving seasons and over 70 catches. That's a pretty good receiver in the NFL. You'll take that every single day of the week. Now, he only played 12 games this past year because of injury. Joe Burrow didn't play. He was limited to almost, you know, 700 yards receiving. So he did take a step backwards. So Cincinnati can play that game if they want. But man, I think when you get into that kind of category and you're playing that game, well, you had a down year last year. You got to look at all the facts and say Joe Burrow didn't play and I was banged up a little bit. So I'm assuming he's going to be healthy. We're assuming Joe Burrow's going to be back. That would mean a 1,000-yard receiver. Cincinnati needs to pay this guy, or as you mentioned, just trade him and move on. Because if you're not going to pay him and you're going to keep him on your roster, it's going to be a major distraction for your football team. Because I don't think T. Higgins is going to see the field anytime soon, and I don't blame him.
Man, I love the distraction that's becoming the Cincinnati Bengals.
Yeah.
Players wanting out. T. Higgins wanting a trade.
Yeah.
Well, I don't blame him.
I don't either.
If this is the scenario he's working under, I don't blame him.
Yeah.
It feels like, no, you see what other guys are getting paid, right? I'm in that same range.
Right. Who'd you say, Michael Pittman?
Yeah. Pittman, Samuel, and McLaurin.
Those are just good wide receivers. Those are not in your upper echelon great wide receivers. I don't know that T. Higgins is one of your top 10 wide receivers in the NFL, but he's definitely in that category.
Well, and he's next up, too. So,
and he's next up.
He gets the bump.
Yeah. I mean, we can sit here and argue all day whether or not he's worth it, right? The answer is it doesn't matter. Yeah. You're next.
The going rate is the going rate.
Who's next?
The going rate's the going rate.
Yeah.
And he should fall right in line with that. So, right. Yeah, hold out. Don't even play for them this season, T.
Mm-hmm.
If we don't get him, I don't want to play.
Just don't play.
Yeah, I don't want to play all mad.
Right.
With something to prove.
Right.
Still play.
Because if you sign that franchise tag, then he's going to have something to prove, and I don't want him to have to prove anything against us. Yeah.
Just hold out.
Right.
Or let's see, what week? We don't know yet.
Yeah, we don't know yet. Well, let's guess. It's not going to be the opener. We're going to open against Houston, right? I think everybody feels that.
Seemingly.
Right.
Seemingly
everybody feels that.
There's a day in May in which the schedule's coming
out. We don't know when. And because we all feel like we're going to open with Houston on Thursday night, we're definitely not opening with Houston on Thursday night.
You saw the NFL starting to promote it, right?
Yeah.
Basically, like, the schedule's coming out in a day in May.
Yeah, we don't know which one. We'll tell you. And you will be there and you will watch.
Right. It's just brilliant.
Yeah.
Date and time? Nope.
Nope.
Day in May, we'll have it for you.
You remember years ago, Binkley hosted, like, the first schedule release show.
So he was like the Kuiper of schedule release?
Yeah, years ago.
Or the guy that was in St. Louis?
Howard Balzer?
Yeah, Howard Balzer.
He's the Howard Balzer.
Of schedule release?
And then got bypassed by Mel Kuiper Jr.
Binkley is?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
We won't let that happen to him.
Right.
Was someone talking to you at the stall again?
Yeah, you know, what's urinal etiquette now these days? First of all, I got two things on this. If there are three urinals and you take the middle one, you're a jackass. Right?
Yeah, you want to go to an end.
An end urinal.
A regular height end one.
First
choice. Like if you're doing a mock draft,
mm-hmm.
right? And there's three urinals.
Correct.
Two are the same height and you got the low one.
Right.
Right?
Right.
For some reason, nobody wants to go to the low one.
Right.
Which you should want to go to the low one because you go, I need the low one.
Right.
I think it's never looked at that way, but it should be looked at that
correct.
Way. I have no problem. You know, you'd be like, I have no problem going to the low one.
Right.
It's where
Right.
Yeah. But yes, your first pick would be
Milton Berle used the low one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Your first pick would be left regular height.
Right. Middle and then low.
Middle and then low.
Right.
And I get that. But if there's someone in the that's got the first pick.
Right.
I think you go third. You go third pick.
You're supposed to. Urinal etiquette is like you leave one open in between.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You go.
Unless it's a packed place and then you just go.
Yeah. 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 I mean, yeah. It's different if you're in a game and everybody's moving.
Everybody's going. You just go.
You're just moving. You just take the next available one.
Right.
But if you have options.
Right. Or if somebody's at the end one, don't saddle up next to them when there's empty urinals.
You just go to the low one. Take the low one. Even though that's typically going to be your third choice, it becomes your second choice when the first choice is gone.
Correct. Right. Right.
Isn't that fair etiquette?
Yeah, okay. It is. Yeah. Right. You don't want to cramp somebody's space, right? So anyway, I'm using the urinal yesterday, public location. I don't know who this gentleman is. Just comes up and starts talking to me about how he has to cut his trees back today. And has this whole conversation with me. How you doing? I'm peeing. I mean, I'll be fine here in like 30 seconds. Well, it's that type of time of day where I got to get out here and start cutting all these trees back and take care of some business in the yard today. What are you doing? I don't know you, sir. Like,
no,
why? You don't need to, like, I don't think the urinal is one of those places where you really need to carry on a conversation with somebody that you don't know.
No.
Right?
I'm with you. Maybe.
I don't mind talking. I don't, but like.
Maybe the sink. Maybe.
Yeah. The sink is more, yes.
And
yes.
It's more of, oh, wow, no paper towels, huh?
Right.
Soap's not jetting out of here, is
right,
it?
Right, yeah. These damn electric sinks aren't going on.
Maybe the sink.
Right.
But the urinal without, if you're at a game, I get it. You get a packed urinal.
Packed, it's different.
I think it's
right.
On. Fine. It's fine.
Right, and you're talking about the game, whatever. Games are separate from
correct.
Normal
I think,
everyday
I think that's,
urinal usage.
Yes, just a daily urinal usage.
Right.
No, you do your business and you move on.
Correct, and you move on.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Right,
yeah,
and
yeah.
And if you're in a public place and you don't know the person next to you, why are you starting a conversation?
I don't know.
I don't know you, and I don't care about your tree.
No, uh-uh.
Maybe you've seen me before at this place.
You,
I don't know.
Did you pee on his shoes?
No,
did
it wasn't like John Wayne who always came out of the bathroom wet. You heard that story?
Yeah, yeah,
why
yeah.
Does John Wayne always come out of the bathroom wet? Because people turn and go, oh, my God,
that's
it's John Wayne.
Yeah, yeah.
I was just like, and I'm like, what am I supposed to say here? I'm like, okay. Like,
that's nice.
I don't care. Mm. And again, I don't know you. And this is a urinal.
Yeah, you can save it.
Right.
Save it for the sink.
Exactly. Or
I'll give you the sink.
Yeah,
combo.
Yeah.
That's fine.
I mean, I'm just trying to do my business here, man.
Because I think even in the office.
Right.
I mean, we go pee at the same tends to be the water cooler of our office is the bathroom.
Is the lab.
Okay.
Yeah. Because
all the radio stations seem to pee at the same time.
Right.
And so we will come across. And even then, you're like, do you start a conversation? And most of the time we do because everybody's like, oh, hey.
Yeah, how you doing? Right, 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 sure.
Whatever. But you can't. I don't like the cross stall one. Even if you're sitting in a stall.
Oh, yeah. You talk from stall
to
stall.
Or you're peeing
in
the stall and there's someone at the urinal because we only have one urinal because
right.
The person who initially designed our building was female,
mm-hmm.
and there were no urinals in the building when
right.
it was first designed. And then they restructured it and put one urinal in when the guy said, hey, could we have some urinals here?
Mm-hmm.
So we got one. So sometimes you do pee in the toilet standing up.
Right.
Full disclosure.
Most
there, right?
of the time.
And so you will be essentially in a... But there's a barrier. There's a big barrier. Not the half urinal barrier.
Right.
I don't like those conversations either. We can have that in the hallway if we need to have the conversation.
Right. Or the person who feels the need to be on their phone at the urinal. I wish you drop it in there every time. Put your phone down and pee for 20 seconds.
Yeah. Yeah.
What is on your phone that you need to see at the urinal? How to do this? Are you looking up a how-to video?
Yeah. I'm not going to name names, but you remember there's a beat reporter still on the beat, long time Kansas hoop scribe. And there was one day I go in there and he's standing at the urinal and he's got the notepad pressed up against the wall and he's dictating something to himself.
I don't know. I know exactly who you're talking about.
I was like,
about.
Man,
yeah.
I was like, that's kind of impressive. Like,
right.
Two, don't enough. I don't need to see that again.
No.
Standing there at the wall. Notebook pressed against the wall and the pen.
And you're writing.
Yeah.
Yeah. A lot of good text coming in on the Jay's Southland Tow Service text line. Yes, the urinal is an uncomfortable place from the 816, but what if he has no one else? Imagine your ego being too big to talk to someone for 30 seconds. I'm there to pee and move on, man. Like, I have no problem talking, do I, Josh?
No, you don't.
Right?
Bob holds court a lot of places.
Right. Urinal ain't going to be one of them. So don't talk about my ego because I don't want to talk to the urinal. From the 785, I don't even talk to my friends at the urinal. From the 816,
right.
You better have booze in you if you're striking up a convo at a urinal.
Yeah.
It's true. You go
game,
to a bar, it's a game or something.
Bar
yeah.
game is usually
hey, how you doing?
A little
yeah.
more forgivable.
Right. Fine.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah.
Right. Like, it's just have some etiquette, man. Just have some etiquette.
I'm 6'7". I can't go to the short one. Okay, fine. The other one says, I only go to the short one. I'm really short.
Yeah. Yeah, from 660, grinds my gears when they take the middle one with no one around. Learn the etiquette, A.H.
Yes. Go to the singular one on the right or left.
From the 816, also, why do people grunt when they pee? I think that's the older generation. As you get older, you grunt.
I make a lot of weird noises now. I don't know where they, getting up from a chair. I mean, I don't know why. It doesn't, it's not even like, it's hard to get out of the chair. You just do it, I think. Speaking of grunting,
my mother also sent me a video on the proper way to get out of a chair.
I was segueing here. Yeah. Speaking of grunting, time to talk to Jay Binkley, 610 Sports Radio's draft guru and football savant, joins us here on 610 Sports Radio. Good morning, Bink.
Good morning, fellas. How are we doing today?
I'm sure you can weigh in on some urinal etiquette.
Oh, 100%. My favorite is still back in college when there was this bar called Lewski's. And we would say, hey, Lou, we're about to go to the restroom. He'd go in there and throw ice in the trough. Whatever happened to the good old trough?
That was George Brett's biggest selling point on his restaurant that he loved the most, that he told me when it opened, ice in the urinal.
Yeah.
And I think it's great. It gives you an opportunity to target practice.
Yeah.
How much ice can I melt in one pee?
Yeah, you want to melt
keeps
stuff.
It fresh. Like, us go in there and you try to melt all of that ice when you see it, right? Yeah.
Yeah, and you have the steam coming up and everything. Man,
peeing in the snow.
I would love to have a trough in my house.
Yeah, I wanted a urinal in my house. My wife forbade it, so.
I want that too, actually.
I may install one outside for the hell of it.
I should.
All right, Jay, what was your favorite pick of the 2025?
Connected to your downspout.
Yeah, exactly. Just run it into the neighbor's yard.
Yeah.
Jay, what was your favorite pick of the 2024 draft?
You know, it was going to be Jaden Hicks just because of the value, because you're talking about a guy that, like, draft guru like Dane Brugler had as his top safety and the 39th player on the board. But I love the fourth round from the Chiefs. So the fourth round was definitely my favorite with Jaden Hicks. But my favorite is Jared Wiley, the tight end out of TCU. We brought his coach, Sonny Dykes, on the show Sunday. You know, just learned about him, talked about him a lot. And, the athletic profile is exactly what they fit. But he catches the football and catches everything thrown. That's a huge thing for a guy to catch everything thrown to him. And they struggled in the red zone. And Sonny was like, we struggled the red zone all year, but he did lead the nation in touchdown catches down there. He did have an 81-yard touchdown at his size, so showed that he can get down the field as well, and he's a great blocker. And they can use him at H-back and different things. And I like a guy like that you can do so many different things with, and they obviously value it because they just brought two pass catchers in the draft, and he was the other one. So the fourth round was definitely my favorite with Hicks and Wiley.
And what you had a tight end mocked, but a little bit earlier, right? I know you were
high on the
K-State tight end.
100% like Ben Sennett, but he ended up going to Washington. Actually, Washington
perfect spot for him.
Several of my guys, so it kind of sucks.
Yeah, well.
Why was it a perfect spot?
Well, his name is Sennett. He's going to Washington.
Oh, okay, right? Gotcha. But to be able to then because I think you had him probably earlier, right? I think I was going to say third round maybe in your mock. So to be able to be at the late stages of the fourth round and get a tight end of this value it screams like a really, really solid selection.
Yeah, it does. And you think, Brett Veach, went in this draft with seven picks. He leaves the draft with seven picks. You know, he did trade the 49ers and the Bills, but he didn't lose a pick when he did it, which is an amazing thing. But, yeah, Jared Wiley was the guy that a lot of people, some thought maybe the fourth best tight end in this draft. This was an incredible tight end draft. But as far as the guy that you're going to count on, 12 and 13 personnel, the Chiefs love those two and three tight ends. He can catch the ball. I mean, this is like, you throw a Blake Bell in there because like they have in the past, and he'd make that occasional catch. This guy catches everything. So I do feel that he'll be a nice target for Mahomes.
But we cannot say Kelce replacement.
No,
I know they're really lauding his touchdowns, right? Oh, touchdowns and speed. Former quarterback as well. High school quarterback. Yep. I'm like, okay, let's slow down. Let's slow down a little bit. Yep. Don't put him side by side with the GOAT.
Right. Exactly. Yeah.
But you know what? To learn from him and be in that room and learn from Andy Reid, that's one thing his coach is talking about, because his coach is all about what the Chiefs. Sonny Dykes is all about what the Chiefs have done, because he's. Camp Pat has been there at TCU. It was there last year at the facilities, and he watches what they do, and he knows the system Andy Reid runs well, and just kind of thinks of the great fit in the system for the Chiefs. First team All Big 12 guy too, so I just like you catch the intermediate, the short, the red zone target, and he's also explosive.
How good was Brett Veach in this draft and getting everything that we needed done?
100%. It was. We think about how good Mahomes is and how good Andy Reid is. We have to have a good front office. And it's just like 2 years ago when he said at the Super Bowl parade and said, this is what rebuilding looks like, as he held up the Lombardi.
Yeah.
He was right. They had 61 starts as rookies that year, third in the league for the Chiefs. But to go into a draft with seven picks, make a couple of trades to go down and get the guys you want and still leave the draft with seven picks. But not only that, these were values. Like every single one of these guys was supposed to go a lot earlier. Brett Veach gets them later. It's kind of like the guy that goes and gets Halloween candy and, you know, doesn't buy it the day before Halloween or whatever. He goes in after Halloween and gets the discount. That's
I
what
do.
He did.
Yeah, I do. I always get my kids Valentine's candy on the 15th.
Yeah, he bought a house for $75,000 and he flipped it for $350,000. It's exactly what he did. He got value for each and every pick. And this is how you win, because other teams that win Super Bowls, we've seen them fall off lately. Like the Buccaneers, once they won, they were Bruce Arians was all high and mighty. They were going to do it again. They didn't. Once the Rams won the Super Bowl, they went in the tank right after that. We see so many teams do it. The Patriots kept on being good. The Chiefs, they've kept on being good. It is tough to keep doing what they're doing because you have to do it through the draft. And 2 years ago, I thought it was for necessity. Last year, I thought it was more of a draft for a little bit of luxury. And this year, I kind of found it half and half. I definitely think the top four picks will get playing time for the Chiefs.
Jay, anything that you would have liked them to see in the draft? I feel like they hit the three positions of most need and didn't do anything that, you know, would have been an extra depth. Do you think they got enough done in the draft, or would you like to see them do something that where they could find undrafted free agents or maybe even still a late signing?
Well, I did want two to three pass catchers at least, but you did with the tight end and the wide receiver. Yeah, if you say, you know what, maybe, you know, an extra wide receiver here and there, but how much value is a wide receiver going to be, you know, drafting one in the sixth or seventh round? I mean, those are crapshoots anyway, and you might get better value at a lineman in the sixth or seventh round because they've had luck with that. You know, like Trey Smith in the sixth round or, you know, Mike Dan in the fifth round, they have luck in those extra rounds. But maybe an extra maybe throwing a dart at a running back in the draft. I know they're bringing in Amani Bailey and Carson Steele as undrafted free agents, which Carson Steele's kind of interesting because of how good he was at UCLA last year, and he led the MAC in rushing 2 years ago when he was at in the MAC. And then Amani Bailey from TCU, I had Sonny Dykes talk about him too and loved him. But just the versatility of Hunter Norzad and all the different positions he can do on the line, there's not much that I would have wanted them to do. Early on, it was about getting a defensive lineman. This year wasn't about doing that because of bringing back the whole defensive line like they did. But this draft went about as perfect for Brett Veach, and he's starting to get those accolades nationally for getting the value that he did.
Have you gotten your Norzad jersey yet?
You know, I'm not. I haven't yet, but I should get it. This is he kept bringing up the name Allegretti. Yesterday when he was talking about Hunter, you know, that kind of versatility, play center, guard, can do a lot of different things.
All right, Jay, before we let you go, with the 32nd pick in the 2025 NFL draft, the Kansas City Chiefs select?
Let me go Landon Jackson, defensive line / edge, Arkansas. He's about 6'7", 280. You put him down there, he could play on the outside, inside. Do some things. At this point, I'm going to sit defensive line in the first round.
All right. Wow. I like it.
Say the name
Landon again. Jackson. I like the name.
I'm just going to write this one down.
Sounds like a good name. Sounds like a good baseball name. Landon Jackson.
And think about it. The position's not a bad one. This year they reloaded with returnees, right, along the defensive line. So next year you go and you get younger, right? Mm-hmm. Makes a lot of sense. All right. I love it. Nice pick, Jay.
Yeah.
Thanks, fellas.
You nailed your 2025 mock.
2025 mock. Oh, by the way, new character concerns released today. Nice. Like, we didn't talk enough draft over the weekend.
Right.
Well, you got to get it all out there before, you know, it leaves your mind, right?
That's right, right. It's fresh in the mind.
Thank you, Jay.
Jay, don't forget you're in Thursday for Josh, yes. Right?
Yes, and, we will have fun.
And you know who's going to be on the show Thursday, right?
Oh, I'm missing this.
You're missing this.
I'm hearing ramblings about Ned.
Ned Yost is joining us Thursday at 8:25, baby.
Kind of bummed about that, going to be honest.
You remember, guys, when you had Ned in the, up at the station, and
yes.
I was interviewing him, and I took the microphone in the bathroom?
Yep, and he peed, and he said, turn off the mic, Binkley. So yeah. When I had the opportunity to have Ned on this week, I said, Jason, Thursday, we're doing it then. Hopefully you'll do the interview from the urinal.
Yes, we'll talk that, and we'll talk burgers.
Sounds good.
Thank you, Jay.
All right, guys.
Jay Binkley, Character Concerns Podcast, will be out today after tons of coverage. He and Chris did a fantastic job Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, today, covering the draft for us on 610 Sports Radio. I love his Mach 2025.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
I like that defensive lineman, Arkansas. Not bad.
Mm-hmm.
They're loading up. They're getting ready.
And I got an update from the Missouri side that people are going to be interested in as well that came in as we were talking about the Kansas side.
Kansas is putting ducks in a row, to say the least. Missouri reaction, we'll get to that next.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/AcrossAmerica.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!